Dave Moore
on Today FM. As seen on your screen.
With Persil Wonder Wash Dazzling White Liquid Detergent. Whites that wow in just 15 minutes.
Right, Minogue, floor is yours. What did you see on screens? What took your fancy?
Yeah. Well, close to home. The final of Dancing with the Stars happened last night.
Yeah, we had Paddy on Friday. We were hoping for a Paddy win, but I guess that's not what everyone in the public wanted, though, is it?
No, but I mean, incredible that he even got to the final.
Absolutely
brilliant. That's the thing. I was down home in Tipperary at the weekend, and my mam is a big Paddy Maloney fan.
No way.
Yeah, she was singing his praises. She was voting for him last night. So I'm sorry, ma'am, that he didn't win. But I would say she is delighted that Caitlin Cummins won, because a lot of people loved Caitlin. She was a fantastic dancer.
Yeah.
Rose of Tralee.
That's right, yeah.
Has been very strong throughout the competition. And obviously, we have a close connection with Dancing with the Stars here on the show, because we've had so many of the dancers, celebs, pro dancers,
yeah,
and judges,
everybody, yeah,
on the show. So Caitlin won. Brian Redmond, Manchester United fan, of
he
course.
He is a big United fan, yeah.
He was quite emotional last night, and this is some lovely words that he had to say about the winner.
The thing I love about you most is you're true to yourself. You are the Rose of Tralee. You're an apprentice electrician. You're a fabulous dancer. And that's what I like about you. You've remained true to yourself from day one in this competition. And to finish up, the only thing I can think of is that I have an 11-year-old daughter at home watching the show tonight. And if she turns out to be like you as a young woman, I'll be really proud.
You never hear Brian getting emotional.
There wasn't a dry eye in the house there. Shannon, you were watching that last night at home. Were you sniffling?
I was sobbing. Myself, my mum were watching it. We were sobbing. And also at the end, when Caitlin's family came on the stage, it was very emotional.
That's what happens.
It was lovely.
These shows are all about the emotions. Yeah, well done to Caitlin. That's a brilliant win. In fairness, it's a great competition. And obviously, there were loads of other people in the final as well. And loads of other dancers all the way along who did brilliant. But fair play.
Manifesting it now. Dave Moore for Dancing with the Stars 2027. Do it for us.
I love it so much.
No. I am bad enough at the viral, like, you know, cat's eye dances the girls have. Like, you know the Zara Larsson one, the Lush Life one?
Yeah.
Like, they spent the whole weekend trying to teach me that. Like, I think I kind of know.
You have to show me.
Okay, I'll show you afterwards. But, like, but that's the. Well, trust me, when I see myself in the mirror dancing to Lush Life with Zara Larsson, I go, nobody needs to see this on the telly. So,
but you
no.
get good.
Yeah,
no, there, look at Paddy. So many rehearsals.
Yeah, look at Paddy.
Sorry, just a category says, no one's ever offering me this.
Well, what
okay?
I was thinking of doing there is I'll video you doing the Zara Larsson, and I'll send it to Larry and the lads in Shinnawill there and RT.
Fair play.
And how cool is it as well? Like, Hilton's going off now to walk in the Paddy's Day Parade over in New York City.
Stop, so unreal.
Living your best life.
Yeah.
Across the water, it was very exciting times on BBC because the Claudia Winkleman show had its first episode.
This is the chat show replacing Graham Norton, I guess.
Yes.
For the summer. Graham has that wonderful contract that, how didn't I get that, where you just head off on a 5-month summer holiday in March?
I know, it's the greatest contract ever.
Yeah.
Jeff Goldblum, Vanessa Williams, Jennifer Saunders and Tom Allen were all on the green sofa.
The green sofa.
For the first episode of the Claudia Winkleman show. Mixed reviews. The Sun, they said, they gave it 5 stars, saying it was awkward but endearing,
okay,
and full of banter. But then The Guardian gave it 2 stars and gave it and described it as a mess.
Ah, come on, lads, we just all calm down.
Come on, just calm down.
Your job is to critique something, whether it's on the radio or on the telly or on the movie, whatever. Just, you know, take a look at yourself.
I also want to give a shout out because over the weekend I was showing a lot of people on my screens the media wall that yourself and Shane built, because I was down. Shout out to Arville Rovers, the GA club in Tip Town.
What were you doing there?
I was doing their emceeing their dinner dance.
Hey!
And you know, a lot of I was chatting to a lot of people on the night. They all just wanted to know about the wall.
The media wall. I tell you what, Carl, this is what it's all about. Creating things out of nothing.
So if the radio fails and then the Dancing with the Star fails, you've got a few customers down in Tip.
Right, so I'll be in touch, lads. As I keep saying, I'm slow, but I'm expensive.
Yeah, and finally, you're on there about, you know, calming down, people calming down. Well, Harry Styles hosted SNL over the weekend.
Double host, because he was the musical guest as well, right?
Yeah. He was. And like, SNL is kind of known for its stereotypes when it comes to comedy. Am I right? Everything that they do. And even American stereotypes, that a lot of their skits are that.
Sure.
Well, because it's St. Patrick's weekend, they decided to do an Irish skit.
I remember this with Paul Mescal, didn't the accents weren't the best.
Yeah, well, Harry did one. It's a music video for She's an Irish Dancer, so it's his new song. This is the end of it. By the way, just to paint a picture here, Harry Styles is dressed like Michael Flatley in Lord of the Dance.
Oh, right, they've gone for that one. Okay, let's have a listen. Giving us no choice but to match their
free. I'm about to go Lord of the Dance up in here.
So a lot of people giving out saying, oh, Harry, come on, you're better than that. You know what the Irish people are like. We're not like that anymore. We never were like that. Like, there's a bit of it in the girl is making like coddle and,
right.
Playing, the harp and all that.
I get it. However, I will say that, you know, you are, the SNL is appealing to a broad American
exactly.
audience.
Exactly. That's what I'd say.
That's what they want. They think that's all right. Like, I know it's not the, you know, we don't appreciate it. But I would say the 100 million people who are tuned in on a Saturday night probably go, oh my God, it's so funny the way they did the Irish dancing.
Exactly. And like a lot of the SNL comedy is kind of weak anyway.
Ooh,
it's,
oh, some
he went
shade
there.
Being
he
thrown
went there.
There now.
It is.
It's good.
It's actually
world class.
I don't know. If you really looked at the SNL comedy, it's kind of like, this is actually not good. This is a bit weak.
What did I just say about people who critique things, Colin? What did I just say?
Hey, look, I still love Harry Styles. I understand.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
Find the perfect space for your business with DRK & Company Realty. Flexible office suites are available. Employees and clients benefit from free parking, front door access, and walkable dining, retail, and hotels at the Polaris Lifestyle Center. Managed by DRK & Company Realty, one of Central Ohio's most trusted leaders, this safe, well-maintained property offers dedicated on-site management and responsive maintenance. Grow your business at an address designed for success at 470 Old Worthington Road. Visit drk-realty.com to learn more.